Welcome to the Leadership U podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Leadership U. This is Christina.
And this is Jim. So good to have you back with us.
So I thought instead of our typical icebreaker question at the beginning, Baba, I would share a life update with everybody.
Sure.
I know everyone's been really worried about this and thinking about it, but I have slowly been getting better at Age of Empires.
Oh, boy.
We talked about this a few episodes ago, how I'm really bad at the game, but I have been playing it more, and I've made it all the way to a third level, so...
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I thought our listeners would be excited to hear that too. I know they were all sitting on pins and needles wondering how I was doing. I'm better. I'm still really bad, but I'm better than I was. So
I'm really glad.
Thank you. And a life update for Baba. You got a haircut yesterday.
I did. A little trim.
Yeah. You now went from Keanu Reeves and the... what's his latest show that he's been doing?
Wicks.
Oh, yeah. The John Wicks era into more of like his speed era.
Yeah.
So still a Keanu look, but... A different era.
A different era.
Yeah.
A few decades back.
Yeah, it looks good. I like it. It's a good haircut. Thank you.
So what are we going to talk about today, Christina?
So today we are moving into our next section of this series that we've been doing, Developing a High-Performing Team. And today's episode is going to be on healthy relationships. So the past few weeks, we talked about different parts of high-performing teams, their traits. We talked about group-first mentality, and we also talked about developing trust among members. But today, we're going to talk about how healthy relationships can give us really good high-performing teams. So when we talk about healthy relationships, we're talking about cohesiveness between team members. So there isn't drama or personal issues. There's harmony and just a general sense of enjoyment in being with each other. And when there is an issue, it's handled maturely and resolved quickly. So team members value each other and their respect for the group shows in their relationships. So we're going to go through a couple different traits of high-performing teams and specifically high-performing teams which have healthy relationships. So the first one is that healthy relationships are drama-free, but they're not always conflict-free.
Yeah, that's good. While healthy relationships do not have drama, example, gossip, rumors, sabotage, backstabbing, egos, and harshness, they may occasionally have conflict. And that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes tension can lead to uncovering underlying issues with the team or organization. Conflict can also bring creativity and innovation. If team members are always agree on every stance, it shows a lack of diversity among the members. Having different opinions or occasionally rubbing someone wrong is normal in any relationship. Conflict can help the team grow and get closer together when you resolve it maturely and healthily. Now, let me share something about this word conflict. Conflict is a massive word that's used a lot now in organizations, and I believe we have to be very cautious when we use conflict, because the more you use the word, the more you create that, what that word means in your environment. So if you're saying, hey, it's a safe place in our organization, healthy conflict is good, well, it is good, but conflict really, the reality is it's not good.
Yeah.
I would rather us use terms like let's debate, let's dispute something, which is a strongly worded debate, versus a conflict. If you look up the definition of conflict, it actually says conflict can lead to war, which means that you need to have mediation in there. And so I just think as organizations, we need to be very, very careful with the language that we use. So we used specifically... the word conflict-free in this part of our conversation today with you. But I just want you to be aware of that. Conflict, yes, is healthy when there's strong boundaries and strict parameters in how you use conflict.
Right.
But I would much rather see us use terms like let's debate this, let's discuss this, even if we need to dispute this strongly.
Yeah.
But let's not tip the scale and go into conflict where we basically are no longer talking to each other and we require somebody to come in and mediate the conversation. So be very, very careful with the words you do. They carry a lot of meaning behind them, but they're also very powerful because they help establish the environment that we walk in.
No, that's really good. And a lot of, I mean, conflict is kind of a buzzword right now. People use it to describe, like you said, more of a debate or just an environment where people have differing opinions. And so you should be careful with the type of words that you use. But in this case, we are terming conflict as more of a safe place to debate or have difference of opinions or just not all be on the same page, which is okay in an organization. It's also okay, too, if you're on a healthy team, you're not going to like everyone you're on the team with. You're not always going to get super along with everyone you're
right.
on the team with.
Yes.
Sometimes you're going to have those relationships that are kind of coarse or uncomfortable. And that's just part of life too. You know, different personalities rub each other the different ways. You will have different opinions than somebody else on your team. And that's all a healthy part of the work environment. And those different opinions can actually help create creativity and innovation in teams too, because when you're looking at something from a different perspective, people are going to have different point of views and bring different things to the table. So there is health in that setting, but you have to approach it, like Baba said, carefully within boundaries of respect. So
yes.
You might not like somebody, but you have to respect them as part of a member of your team, and you have to and try your best to work with them to create something beautiful and great.
Yes.
And to respect their opinion, even if it doesn't match your worldview or your point of view.
It's good, Christina.
So that's the first tip we want to talk to you about today, is that healthy relationships are drama-free, but they're not always conflict-free or debate-free. So that's something you want to keep in mind when you're working on developing a healthy relationship within your organization. Number two is healthy relationships have clear boundaries.
Yeah, this is really vital in building good, strong relationships with people. What do we mean by boundaries? The right to say no, manage expectations, and protect our values. The best relationships are shielded by guardrails that keep everyone involved safe. This means you have the right to express yourself and set clear expectations of how you work within the group. And I would also add in there that it also having these clear boundaries will give you the strength and the ability to be able to maximize your gifting and your experience and your skill set. By having boundaries and parameters, which allow you to express yourself and give you the freedom to say no or yes or maybe, it will help manage expectations. If people know what your skill set is, what your background, what your strengths, what your weaknesses are, that can, again, help with the expectations, but it also can help with your values, what you believe in, what you think are priorities for your life, but also what you bring as a priority to the team.
Yeah, and this was something that I had to learn kind of the hard way, too. I once worked in a team that did not have super healthy boundaries. And so when I came on board, I had pretty good boundaries in my life, but then working on the team, I wanted to be a team player. So I wanted to match the expectation of what was already in the group. And that group had very, very loose boundaries when it came to work and life balance. And so it was all about work constantly. They would be answering texts 2 a.m, responding to emails, like all different times. And so at first I became a little bit a part of that unhealthy balance, because for me, my values were very much so. I loved having healthy balance between work and family life and being able to do things outside of work. And so once I joined that team, I started to exhibit unhealthy boundaries where I was participating in outside of work hours responses. And for me, it just didn't match my values, and I struggled with it for a while before I finally was like, hey guys, listen, this isn't how I operate. I like to have separate between work and life.
Yeah.
And when I set those boundaries, at first it rubbed the team the wrong way a little bit. I was kind of an outsider, but after a while they came to respect it, and honestly, they would no, after 5 p.m., they couldn't contact me. They could send emails, but I wouldn't respond till the next day. And it ended up working out, and I felt better as part of the group, even though my values were a little bit different from theirs. I was able to function well within the group. And so just having those clear set boundaries, like giving yourself permission to say no, or like you said, to say yes in certain situations, and then people coming to expect that from you, it just creates healthier relationships because they know what to expect from you and you know what to expect from them, and everyone is on the same page, even if your values don't always collide or go the same way.
That's good. So the next point we want to bring across is healthy relationships separate worth, identity from the job. And I alluded to it just a moment ago, but your team should value each member for who they are as individuals, not just what they bring to the position or to the table. Healthy teams put people ahead of tasks and projects. The focus remains on the personal rather than the product, understanding that each team member is a whole human being with multiple facets, strengths, weaknesses, and personalities and emotions. And we need to remember this. We need to understand this because it is critical when we build these healthy relationships in our teams. It can also help team members cope better with stress, failure, depression, and other things that may arise in the team.
Yeah, so we have to remember that each member of our team is a whole person with a backstory. They have different things happening in their lives outside of the work environment. And we have to remember that this person might bring different things to the work. So they might bring their present experiences, past experiences to their job. They might bring in emotions. And when we wrap up our whole identity in our job or in our tasks, then it makes our relationships within the team really unhealthy, because if someone doesn't perform at the level that they're expected or that they usually perform at, then we're like, are you still worthwhile member of the team? And so it's just important to remember that when you're building a healthy team with healthy relationships, that the person is not the job. We have to separate those two and remember that this person is valuable just because they are a member of the team, not just what they can bring to the table.
That's great, Christina. Let's move on. Here's another point. Healthy relationships pause before reacting. Healthy relationships pause before reacting. Everyone has a story. Each person on your team is going through something. There are highs and there are lows. It is all a natural part of life. When you work as a team, remember that people have had bad days and they have good days. So before you take a reactive approach, try to figure out what's happening. There may be more to the story than you first think. So let me give you a personal example. The organization that I'm part of, we had gone through some major changes. We came through a pandemic that affected the entire world. We had a family member that was under hospice care that we were taking care of. We had some major changes in leadership at the organization. So basically, it was like one, two, three things back to back, along with other things. And so I was under some pressures that I did not even realize I was under.
Yeah.
No one sat down with me during this process and said, apart from the changes, are you handling life's changes well?
Yeah.
And I really did not have anyone in my life at that time that would do that. I reached out to people that were helping me, and they were able to help guide me and lead me through these processes and these changes that were happening to me. But what was happening was I was leaking emotions that I didn't even realize I was leaking.
Yeah.
I was reacting to things. I wasn't responding properly. And it wasn't intentionally. It just happened to be because I was going through some crisis, some things that happened in our lives. But I came through it pretty well and I'm doing really well. But here's the other side of this thing. I'm now so sensitive to people that are going through things in their lives that I'm more open to pausing before I react or respond. And I'm very sensitive to people, to ask them where they're at in their lives. Are they emotionally well? Are they in a healthy place? Are they doing okay? Even team members that are part of my team, peers. And I believe in 360 leadership, so I will even ask those that are above me,
yeah,
and even those that are beneath in as part of the process, part of the structure of the organization.
Yeah.
So I think it's really, really important that we are sensitive to the people that we work with, because we never know what they're going through, and they may be going through some things that they don't even know they're going through.
Right.
And they may not be reacting or responding appropriately. And so I think we need to be very, very compassionate with team members. Now, I'm not saying that you let people get away with not doing their job or their work.
Right.
But we have to be very, very careful and recognize that people are human beings, and they're very complicated and have a lot of emotional things that are tagged along with them.
No, that's so good. And that really helps to build that healthy organization with healthy relationships, mm-hmm, is just caring for each other and
yep,
pausing to remember that people are people.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Well, guys, this topic is so meaty with so much content. We're actually going to break this topic up into two parts. So we're going to discuss the rest of high-performing teams, healthy relationships with you next week.
So make sure to join us as we continue with this topic. Part two, next week.
See you then.
Thank you for listening to the Leadership U podcast. For more resources for leaders, visit our website at volunteeru.org.